Anusha. Wow, isn't that pretty?
They're nice, aren't they?
Alan Anusha requests the pleasure of your company at the Berryman Suite Wolverhampton and at St. Stephen's. We're coming to board.
Well, of course.
Oh, I didn't want to presume.
You're among the very first to get one.
And you don't want any presents.
We both got a house full of stuff and we talked about it. And with the global food crisis and so on, we thought...
Oh, I see. So we can do one of those charity things.
And we get a card from your chosen charity telling us what you picked out for us.
That's great.
So I'm looking forward to being the virtual owner of a herd of cows or something. All the pleasure and none of the effort.
Yeah, no early milking for you. Hey, David, look at this.
Sir?
Alan Anusha's wedding invitation.
Oh.
Isn't it nice?
Oh, yeah.
They've invited us to both ceremonies.
Oh, right.
I suppose that means I'll need two outfits.
I suppose it does.
Oh, thanks, Anusha. I'll look forward to it.
David, where are you off to?
Thought I ought to bite the bullet and ring Adam.
Oh.
We've been through it all.
Yeah.
Made our decision.
I know.
I'll call him from the office.
All right. Do you want a coffee?
No, thanks.
Ruth?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Anusha.
Well, what was that about?
It's the biodigester. We've decided not to go ahead with it.
Oh, right.
And we had a disagreement.
Oh, dear.
Well... No, more than that. We had a fundamental split over a matter of principle.
Well, that's probably not hard to do with Matt.
Yeah, we should have known better, really. But let's not talk about that now. We've got much more exciting stuff to talk about.
Indeed.
Come on, let's take our drinks into the other room.
Oh, thanks.
I want to see those dresses you've been on about.
Cheers, Jennifer.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
Hope I've put enough sugar in.
Oh, I'm sure. It looks like a good strong brew.
That's good. So, what's your plan for this afternoon, then?
Well, we've already been up Millennium Wood and had a shift to the picnic area. Ground's pretty uneven.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do a bit of levelling.
Yeah. Shouldn't take too long, though. Not with me on the digger.
No.
Then it's just a case of getting the turf in. We might even have time to fix the picnic tables.
Well, that'd be marvellous.
Yeah.
Good copper.
Oh, I want to make a nice spot when we're finished. Amazing how them trees have come on since 2000.
Yes. Adam?
Hiya.
Oh, all right there. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Where have you been? Beginning to think you didn't want to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Cheers.
How many years now?
41.
Ooh.
You all right, darling? You're a bit worried.
Yeah, of course he is. You're definitely middle-aged now, mate.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, nothing. Except Matt being his usual tactless self.
Oh, yeah?
Eddie, look, come on, we better make a start.
Eh?
No, well, you know, we'll make it to the pub till late if we don't get a shuffle on.
Oh, right you are. See you later, folks.
Yeah, see you, Eddie.
Bye, Mike.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
So, what's Matt done now, then?
Only got David so wound up he's walked off the digester project.
What?
Is Brian around?
No. He's taken Rory to the garden centre. Oh, they're choosing a bench. You know, Brian's memorial idea.
Oh, right.
But what happened?
Well, apparently Matt's been blabbing about us potentially expanding the scheme. He and David had a set to, and he decided to pull out.
And you've just found out about this?
Yeah. David called me. I was so taken aback, I just kind of accepted it.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Perhaps I should go over there and try to talk to him. Ah, it's a disaster.
Maybe he just needs time to calm down.
No, he said they'd been mulling it over since Friday.
Well...
I'd better go over there now. Maybe there's some way I can talk him round.
No, I like that one. I think it's gorgeous.
I just don't think I could get away with wearing a traditional white dress.
Well, you could.
Well, yes, I could.
I know what you mean, though.
Something long and simple and elegant, though.
Absolutely. And I love that colour, too. I guess you'd call it cream?
I suppose. There's a touch of pink in there, too.
And that's the dress you settled on, is it?
Oh, no, there's a couple of others.
Oh.
One of the other magazines. Oh, that's the one.
Ah, right.
Oh, here, let me find them.
Have you had any thoughts about the ceremony yet?
Which one? Honestly, we've got so much to do.
I was thinking about St. Stephen's.
Well, we've talked about it, and we're going to see Rachel on Thursday. Oh, that's one of them.
Oh, nice.
Alan wants love divine or loves excelling for one of the hymns.
I like that one.
Yeah, and he did show me one of the readings he wanted.
Oh.
David! Oh, what was it? It was a Bible reading, obviously.
Love is patient and kind?
No, it's about two being better than one.
I don't know. David, the door!
I ought to know.
David!
All right, I've got it.
Sorry.
No, we'll be making the final decisions when we see Rachel.
Come on. I was wondering.
The other dress is on the next page.
About the invitations, do you know what you're doing about Shula?
No, not yet. I've told Alan I'm leaving the decision up to him, but I don't think he's written an invitation yet.
Right.
Ruthla.
Hi. Who was that at the door?
Adam.
Oh.
It's all right. I'll speak to him. I don't want to interrupt.
No.
Just thought I'd let you know he wants to talk about the project.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. If you're sure.
Well, I'll go.
No, it's okay.
No, I should. You need to be a part of the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry, Usha.
Oh, don't worry. This won't be the last time I'm pestering you for your opinion. I've got to drag you around dress shopping yet.
Is this a good time?
It's fine. I was surprised you didn't say more on the phone.
I didn't know what to say.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I just want you to know, whatever it is that Matt's been saying...
To Lillian. About how the scheme we drew up was far too small.
And he shouldn't have done.
And then she passed it on to Pat, how he's going to build this industrial-sized unit.
He should never have opened his mouth, but look, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Adam.
We still get a say in this, remember?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ruth. How are you?
That's not how it's going to work, though, Adam.
What's that?
Matt's plans for expanding the digester. You know what he's like. He's going to push this through no matter what.
Only if we let him.
You felt the same, didn't you, love?
Yeah. But you seemed to think it was a good idea, Adam.
I was interested. Of course I was. The guy's a smart operator.
He's too smart.
But in the end, we get to decide. Borchester Land can't do anything without our agreement.
But you agree with him?
Yeah. Where do you stand, Adam?
Huh?
If it came down to a vote...
Yeah. Would you vote against him?
Well, I don't know. I'd want to hear where this is going.
In other words, no. Come on, Adam.
Look, we don't even know if we'd get planning permission yet. It's all theoretical.
But if we did, you'd go along with it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Adam, we stood up in front of the entire village, you and me.
Yes,
I know. And we gave an undertaking that there would be no outside waste.
Well, yes.
We made them a promise there'd be minimal impact on the community.
And there will be.
Not with lorry loads of waste coming through the village every day.
I know. I'm not saying I don't agree with you. It's just...
Well,
I need to speak to Debbie for a start. I expect she'll have a few things to say about it.
Sure.
But, I mean, if we did decide that building a larger digester was unacceptable...
Yeah?
Well, would you be prepared to come back on board?
I'm not sure.
I was never particularly happy about teaming up with Borchester Land. We always said so, didn't we?
Well, yeah.
We have big reservations about working with Matt. He's already trying to get control. Can't you see that?
We don't have to let him.
Well, he's got you on side.
Is this what you think, Ruth?
I just think that when we originally spoke, it was going to be a modest farm-scale project.
Exactly.
And I like the fact that it linked our two farms. It felt manageable.
Whatever happens from here, there's always going to be pressure from Matt's shareholders. It's going to be corporate. Don't you see that?
So, there's no way I can persuade you to come back? Even if it was still the original plan?
I don't think so, Adam.
We're sorry about it.
Of course.
It was a great project. We really wanted to work with you.
But now we see where it's heading. Maybe it's best to pull out now.
And unless things were to change radically...
But you might still consider it.
Well, anything's possible, I suppose.
But I think we've gone as far as we feel we can.
I think you need to dig down a little deeper. You're on the highest part here.
Right you are.
Hey, that's it. I didn't think we'd have to take out so much soil. Here, now anyone who needs a rockery, you bring it up to pretty big chunks there.
Okay.
Yeah, and now look, you want to start tipping it out this side. Eddie.
Well,
bring it this way. Start a fresh pile here.
Right, you up.
No, whoa, Eddie, wait, stop.
What is it?
No, don't touch nothing. There's something in the bucket.
Aye?
No, don't swing the arm.
Not doing anything. What is it? What you got there?
Oh, my God.
Mike? What's the matter with you?
Well, have a look.
You better not be playing me up.
Just look, Eddie.
Oh, crikey.
I know.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, it ain't a blimmin' sheep now, is it?
And you really don't think there's any chance they'll change their minds?
I don't know, Mum. I mean, possibly. If we shelved the expansion plans, David didn't completely close the door on it.
Okay, then.
But I don't think it's very likely.
But if he doesn't, I mean, does that mean you can't continue?
Maybe, maybe not. I guess if Borges the Lamb were willing to come in with a larger stake, we might be able to carry on.
And would you be happy with that?
I don't know that either. I mean, financially, it still stands up. With the bigger scheme, there could be more money in it. But if I'm honest, part of the appeal was working with Brookfield.
Oh, of course.
And if we did carry on, I might end up running an industrial plant.
Oh, yes, I see.
I don't know if I want that.
Oh, dear, what a mess.
Yeah. I know one thing, though. Mm? I'm going to have to call an extraordinary meeting with Matt and Annabelle. That's going to be fun.
Oh, well, don't let it spoil the rest of today. Haven't given you your present yet.
Jennifer!
Eddie?
You all right there?
You won't believe it.
Well, what is it?
Up in the woods.
Oh, no, what's happened? There's not been an accident, has
no,
there?
No.
Eddie?
Well, I don't know, perhaps. Mike spotted it. He's already called the police.
The police?
Yeah, it was in the bucket of my digger.
What was?
Eddie?
Look, what have you found?
A skull, Jennifer. We've only dug up a human skull.
Georgie, watch out!
Sweetheart!
Mind yourself, fella.
I'm okay.
You've got to be careful. You need to hold your mum's hand when you're crossing the road.
I know.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Go on.
He's a terror. Not too close to the pond now, George. Them poor ducks, he's always chasing after them. Oh, was that another police car going up to Home Farm?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a bit scary, isn't it? One passed me on my way down here.
Right.
Your dad found the body, didn't he?
Yeah, the skull. Yeah, that's right.
And my dad was saying. Eddie was telling everyone about it in the pub last night. Is it true they've sealed off the entire area?
I'm not sure. Look,
I hope I can still get up the road. Got to take George over to Will's later.
Sorry, I really don't know. Look, I'd better...
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I need to get back. I've just been cleaning Adam and Ian's.
Okay. Yeah.
It was nice to see you.
Oh.
I'll leave you to it.
Are you all right, Valen? What's up?
Ed?
Right, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
So how much longer are you going to keep me waiting?
What are you talking about?
Georgie, come on.
You said you'd be here half an hour ago.
No, I'm on my way. I'm just coming back from Grange Farm now.
No, you're not.
Hey?
You're standing in the middle of the green. You've been talking to Emma.
Oh.
So come on then, are you coming up?
How ghastly. What an appalling thing to find.
Well, it certainly gave Eddie and Mike a shock.
I'm not surprised. So when did the police arrive?
Well, they sent over a car yesterday, and that's when they taped off the hole and the digger. And they left one policeman to stand guard.
So, all those cars I saw on the way up...
Oh, no, they only arrived a couple of hours ago.
Goodness, I thought they'd be onto it faster than that.
Well, don't suppose they regard it as an emergency. Who knows how long that skull's been down there?
I suppose so.
That's why I need to find these records.
The forensic archaeologist can tell that there used to be a field boundary over where they dug it up. And if I can discover when that hedge was planted...
The whole thing gives me the creeps.
Yeah, well, yes, it was quite creepy. Just one empty socket staring out from the bucket of Eddie's digger.
Oh, Jenny, don't!
There was the policeman I felt sorry for, stuck out there with it all last night. I took him a thermos of coffee before I went to bed.
Did you?
Ah, so, by the looks of this, the hedge came out sometime before 1962. In which case... probably need to go back much, much earlier.
Did you still manage to celebrate Adam's birthday?
No, not really.
I tried to tempt him to the ball for a glass of champagne.
Well, I think he went out with some friends.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
And he wasn't in the best of moods anyway.
Oh, no?
No. Has Matt told you that Brookfield have pulled out of the Digester project?
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Matt muttered something about David throwing his toys out of the pram.
Oh, it's more than that. They've refused to carry on. Adam went over there yesterday to try and talk them round, but, well...
What?
Well, I don't think that Ruth and David feel they can work alongside Borchester Land.
You mean Matt?
Have you spoken to Pat and Tony recently?
I bumped into Pat in the Bull last week. Doing my best not to take sides.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. It's not easy for us, either. Oh, now, this looks much more hopeful.
Have you found something?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. According to this plan, the field boundary changed in the early 1800s, which means whoever the skull belongs to must have been buried before that.
At least 200 years ago.
Yes. Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? At least we know no one's been buried whilst we've been living here.
It's all right, Ed. I'm only pulling your leg.
I'm just saying, I was on my way.
Fine.
I only stopped because Georgie almost got himself run over.
Here, budge up.
Hey?
I want to show you these photos. Move, I can't fit on the bed.
I can't budge up any further.
Right then. So, this is us in the back of my van.
Oh, yeah?
Got it quite cosy, you can see. Is the screen at the right angle?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I was glad I had my own space. The lads were a lot less organised. Oh, and that's us at our first gig in Colchester.
Oh, right.
Look at Finn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what he's like. Oh, and that's the New Velvets in the middle of their set. I guess that must have been Colchester too. Sad to remember.
Hmm.
Oh, and that's Henry, our roadie. Did you meet him?
He's
so sweet. I had him wrapped around my little finger.
Really?
You all right? Not boring you, am I?
Sorry. Carry on.
You're not interested.
No, I am. Go on, show me.
No.
Well, it's just difficult when I wasn't there.
So what do you want to do?
Eh?
Well, if you don't want to look at the pictures, do you want to go downstairs and have a drink? Go for a walk?
Oh, I don't know. Could go over to Jazzers, see if he's around.
Ed.
Or to Felpersham. We could go and catch a film or something.
Why Felpersham?
Well, they'll have more of a selection.
Would you mind if we stay in the village? I've only just got back.
No, that's fine. That's
sorry.
That's all right. You want to go for a walk then, yeah?
Yeah, it'd be nice. But okay. Only if you want to.
Why not? You're going to have to move first, though. Can't get off the bed, can I?
I still find it peculiar.
Oh, I don't know, Lillian.
I mean, wouldn't you be curious to know who your parents were or where they came from?
Oh, I expect I would be.
Exactly.
But then who are we to say how Matt should feel? I mean, Adam's never shown much interest in his father.
But he's still got you, though, Jenny. After all their fallings out, he's got Briar.
Yeah, I suppose.
And what Matt says, he barely had anything to do with his adoptive parents after he left home.
Hello, Eddie.
All right, Jennifer.
But if Matt's happier that way...
Hi there, Lillian.
Hello, sweetie pie.
So, come to have a peek at my discovery?
Yes.
Well, I had to speak to the police anyway.
Ah, drawing quite a few spectators, isn't it, eh? Hey, I've just been chatting with a lady staying up at one of your holiday cottages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mildred, is that her name?
Oh, you mean Mrs. Summergirl.
And Emma's been having a nose about too. Game old bird, though, isn't she?
Who?
Mildred.
Oh.
Coming all this way from Canada on her own.
And hiring a car and everything.
You know, she's from Worcestershire originally, near Darrington.
Yes, as she said.
I was thinking Dad might have known her.
Yes, yes, that's true. They must be about the same age.
But he's a few years older. You never know, though. I might ask. You see if he fancies showing her around the place.
So, Eddie, I was just wondering if they're going to allow you to have your digger back soon.
Oh, the fuzz ain't told me yet. I suppose I should ask.
Well, they're satisfied there's no need for a criminal investigation.
Oh, right. So it's not some grisly murder, then?
No. Well, not recently, anyway.
You look disappointed, Eddie.
No.
Body's been in the ground for a very long time. They're sending a county archaeologist to excavate the rest.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's quite exciting. I wonder what they'll be able to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, Jenny, I'm going to have to head off. I've got a hair appointment in half an hour.
Oh, all right.
You stay if you need to.
No, I'll come back with you. So, Eddie, I don't know how long it'll be before you and Mike can carry on with the picnic area.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Bye then, Eddie.
Yeah, bye, Lillian.
But I'm sure they'll let you take away your digger now.
Yeah, cheers.
Toodaloo, darling.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yes, Eddie?
What happens if they find anything valuable?
What?
When they excavate the burial. What happens if there's, like, buried treasure?
Well, I'm not sure what happens if it's really valuable.
Right.
But I doubt there'll be anything, though.
Yeah, but if there it is...
Bye, Eddie!
Just remember it was me who dug it up. You never would have found it if it weren't for me.
Oh, was that your dad?
Hey?
What, just then, didn't you hear it? Thought there was someone shouting.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Well, it sounded just like your dad.
Hmm.
You're right, Ed, you're very quiet.
No, I'm fine.
Hold on.
What? But I'm enjoying the walk.
You just stop for a minute. I need to talk to you.
What is it?
I...
Yeah?
I did miss you while I was away.
Yeah, I know.
It was really lonely sometimes being on tour.
Yeah, I missed you too.
I'm not saying it hasn't been amazing. You know how important this is to me. I'm finally doing what I've always wanted to.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
But I don't want you not to be a part of it. I mean, after every gig, all I wanted was to have you there with me. I had your picture stuck next to me in the back of the van.
Fallon.
Yeah? Oh, what? Oh, please, Ed, whatever it is you're thinking, just tell me, will you?
I'm really proud of you.
Hey?
No, I mean, when you're up on that stage, like Jazza says, it's every guy's fantasy, isn't it? Having a hot, sexy rock chick for a girlfriend.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, cheeky devil.
You know, it's great.
Oh, well, that's good, as long as you don't feel...
What?
Well, as long as you don't feel belittled. I mean, when I talked about having the money to move in together, it was only an idea. I mean, who knows, this might be as big as the band ever gets.
I don't think that's true.
But if we did make it, it doesn't have to change anything between us.
I know that.
Yeah, as long as you do. Because I love you more now than ever. Can I have a kiss?
Yeah, sure.
I've missed that too.
Come on, you wanna head up round towards the fishing lake?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I guess we'll be going past Millennium Wood.
Suppose we will.
Ed!
Hey?
Fallon! Hiya!
Oh, all right, Emma.
How are you? I heard you were back.
Yeah, I'm all right.
We're just heading up around the wood, aren't we, Fallon?
Yeah, see what's going on.
Oh, I've just been having a look. There's not much to see, to be honest.
No?
I think my dad's up there anyway.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, we'll see you then.
Okay.
All right, I'm coming. Bye, Emma.
Bye, Fallon.
What's the problem?
Bye, Ed. Thanks again for earlier.
We're going to have a look at the wood.
Right, I'll see ya.
So, do you think we shouldn't send the report?
No, I don't see why we should. We've sent them the findings.
Yes, I know.
And the letter says we don't have to.
I mean, what more do the planning committee need?
Oh, I suppose they want to scrutinise it in more detail.
But we're not lying. Martin's a respected, qualified consultant. Anyway, that report contains sensitive information. I don't want any Tom, Dick and Harry to be able to see how the business is doing.
I don't understand why it has to be made public.
I certainly don't want Borchester Land to know every detail of our finances.
I agree, love. But if allowing the committee to see the report's going to help us hang on to the...
No, I mean, it's outrageous when you think about it. It means that Matt will have everything he needs to counter our objection.
Well, look, just listen. This is what the letter actually says. Yeah. You are not required to send us your consultant's report, but if you don't, you may withhold information that could be beneficial to your case.
No, but all the important information's already in the letter we sent them.
I know, but it'd be stupid to shoot ourselves in the foot now. Not as though we've got anything to hide. Maybe we should just be straightforward and open and let Borchester Land get on with playing their silly little games.
Oh, I don't know, Pat.
Oh, no, it doesn't seem fair.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me look at the report again tonight. I'd like to check exactly what it is we'd be disclosing.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Well, the meal will be ready in about 40 minutes.
Oh.
Remember, I've got to leave at 4:15. It's the first meeting of the SWAT club.
No, I should be done. Quite a few have dried off now.
I'll see you in a little while then.
Yeah, okay, love. See you later.
All right, Pip. Take care now.
Okay.
Hey, is Jonathan's mum bringing you back as well?
Yeah, see you.
See ya.
I say, it must be serious, getting to see her boyfriend on a school night.
Oh, well, no, not exactly. They're making a float for the Borsetshire show.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a young farmer's thing. They had to theme it on a country. So they're doing Holland. They're building a windmill on the back of the float.
Gosh.
Sounds quite ambitious.
Yes, very creative.
So, you were saying about turning off the street lighting?
Yes, I think it would be such a simple way to cut down on the village's carbon footprint.
Well, certainly wouldn't affect us.
No, nor us.
But I can't see everyone being in favour. It's a security thing, you know.
True, but then a lot of people have security lamps fitted anyway.
Yeah. Just think we ought to get people's opinions before it goes to the parish council.
Oh, absolutely.
No, at least one person who isn't too happy about this transition village idea. If you can demonstrate, you know, you've got broad support.
No, I'd be happy to do that, David. I'll bring my findings to the next meeting.
All right.
It's one thing Lillian and I can agree on anyway.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, Jill, good afternoon.
I say, look at all those new potatoes.
Yeah, well, that'd be enough.
Oh, I should have thought so. I'm going to have these eggs, and I've got my honey as well.
Are you bringing all that to swap?
Yes. Do you think it's too much?
No, it's marvellous. Goodness be, if everyone brings such wonderful produce, the club should be a roaring success.
Right. Well, if you don't need me for anything else...
Oh, actually, David, I did want to talk to you about one other thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's about that plant of yours, the biodigester.
All right.
Now, I don't mean to be obstructive, but I have heard some rather disturbing rumours.
No, Linda...
I hear it's going to be much larger.
It's not going ahead.
Yeah, well, not with us.
Ruth and David have decided to pull out.
Really?
Yeah, we weren't happy about it growing any bigger either.
Right, I see. Well, that rather answers my question.
Okay.
Yes, well, I'll leave you to it. I'll see you at the village hall, Jill.
All right, Linda.
Very much looking forward to your talk.
Oh.
Robert's always said he'd like to keep chickens. I'll be listening with interest.
Good.
Bye then, Linda.
Yes, bye-bye.
Right, maybe I'll be able to get on now.
Yes, I should be getting back. I need to cook your father's tea.
Okay, then.
David, has Pip left for Jonathan's yet?
Yeah, his mum picked her up a couple of minutes ago.
She'd been telling me about the float. It sounds a bit risque, doesn't it?
Risque? What do you mean? Don't think they're doing it about Amsterdam's red light district.
Amsterdam?
Yeah, Holland. That's why they're building a windmill.
No, it's not a Dutch windmill, David.
Hey?
It's the Moulin Rouge.
It's not a bad turnout, is it?
No, I'm quite pleased. I wasn't sure how many chairs I should put out.
Oh, I think it's very good for a first meeting. Do you want to sit on the end if you're going to need to get out?
Yeah, yes, please. Right.
So, this bell ringing competition, is St Stephen's definitely going to take part?
Oh, I think so. Neil needs to check with the rest of the team first.
Right.
Christopher's not too keen, of course. doesn't like the idea of all that extra practice. But Neil was very excited when he spoke to the Guild Secretary. They're open to get a lot of interest from towers all around the county.
Oh, what do they have to ring?
Well, Neil said each team will have a 15-minute slot and the method's going to be Grand Sir Triples, I think.
And do you know when it's going to be?
Oh, August sometime, Neil said.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Is anyone sitting there?
No, no, let me move my bag.
Thank you. I saw your beautiful herbs on the table. Such a great idea to make bouquet garni.
Oh, good.
We'll have to do some negotiating.
How's your battle with Borsuch Land going, by the way?
Oh, well, we're still in the middle of launching our objections.
Do you think everyone's here now who's going to come?
Oh, I don't know.
It really is scandalous. I was so hoping once Matt had seen how many people had signed the petition.
I think it'll take more than that to persuade him.
Oh, it looks as if Jennifer's ready.
Well, I had a very interesting conversation with David.
Oh, yes?
He and Ruth have pulled out of building the biodigester.
What's that?
It's not going ahead. They've decided against it.
Do you know why?
Well, I don't think David liked the way it was going, so he put an end to it.
Good for him.
So, it's definitely not going to happen?
Apparently so.
Well, that's fantastic news. Oh, it looks as if they're ready for me. Excuse me.
Okay, Susan.
I'm so pleased. I mean, turning over land for energy crops is such a nonsensical idea.
Well, I remember how strongly you felt when it was first mooted.
If I could have your attention, please.
Well, at least we're not going to see it happening in Ambridge.
Well, good evening, everyone. And thank you for coming to the very first meeting of the Ambridge Swap Club. Hopefully this is going to become a regular event where you can bring whatever food you've been growing in your gardens, or anything else for that matter, like things you've made, and bring it here to swap it with other people in the village. If you can't make it every week, don't worry, because there'll also be a message board on the village website. I think Jennifer's going to tell us a little bit more about that later. But don't worry, it's not too technical. And the basic idea is that you can go on there and advertise and make offers for things you'd like to swap. Oh, and the other thing is that we'll be having invited speakers to come and talk about ways that we can all help Ambridge become more sustainable. A big thanks needs to go to Jill Archer, who has very kindly offered to speak to us tonight.
Pip? Pip, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh. You're back. Can I have a word?
What is it? I need to have a shower.
Look at you. Is that all red paint?
Yeah, that's why I need to have a wash.
Yeah, right.
Well?
Listen, I just wanted to ask you about the Royal. How long is your stint manning the Young Farmers Market?
A day, I think. Saturday.
Right. Your mum and I are planning Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And then you've got the Borsetshire show on Sunday. You'll be busy.
Yeah. So if it's okay...
Yeah. It's funny, you didn't tell me you were doing the Moulin Rouge.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You said you were building a windmill.
Well, what did you think it was?
Well, I...
It's fantastic. Jonathan's dad helped build it for us.
Has he? So, what, it's going to be, sort of stockings and corsets and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's right.
See?
It's going to make all the other floats look pathetic.
Yeah, indeed.
Right, I'm going to have my shower. But you wait till you see it, Dad. It looks great.
I must say, Jill, you've got me very keen on the idea of keeping chickens. Might have a word with Robert, see if we can find a suitable spot.
Well, as long as it's dry and sheltered, and there needs to be plenty of vegetation.
Yes, we'd have to keep it away from the river.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Pat.
Well, I'm off now. I just wanted to say thanks for your talk, Jill.
Oh,
and the honey.
You're very welcome. I can't wait to try your asparagus.
Great. Well, I'll see you all soon.
Before you go, Pat, can I just check with you about the street lighting? Have you got any objections?
No, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Phil would probably prefer it if the lights were out. He'd be able to see the stars better.
Marvellous.
Well, I don't think we'd mind either, Linda.
Oh, good.
But my mum, well, I'm not sure she'd feel safe if there weren't any lights on, you know, on the green.
Well, it would only be between midnight and, say, 6 in the morning.
Still, Ask by all means, but I don't think she'd be very happy.
Right, well, if that's
all... Oh, Pat, one more thing.
Yes?
The website. I thought we might be able to incorporate my car-sharing idea. Anyone who commutes could put their names down.
Yes.
Or indeed if they wanted to swap a lift for anything else.
Right.
Food or some other skill.
That sounds like a good idea.
I can't see any problems. Can you, Susan?
Well...
Look, I'm sorry. I really must ask.
Yes, of course.
Bye, then.
Bye, Pat.
Bye. Love to Tony.
So... Susan.
Well, I think that sounds great.
Good.
But I don't really know about the website. You'd have to talk to Jennifer about that.
I see.
Oh, sorry.
No. As long as everyone's happy for me to get on with it.
Oh, please do.
That's what this club's all about, isn't it, really? Everyone doing their bit.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's hope this is just the start of it.
Tony? Tony, love, I'm back. How long have you been asleep?
I'm not sure. I was watching something I recorded the other night.
Oh, you must have been out for a while.
Yeah, I think I must have been. How did this evening go?
Oh, very well, thanks. There are about 20 of us there.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
No, not bad at all. So, did you get a chance to have another look at Martin's report?
Yeah, yes. Had another read.
Any more thoughts?
No, not really. I think I might call the TFA tomorrow. Find out if they think we should send the report.
Well, that's a good idea.
Hopefully they'll know the best thing to do.
Well, I've got some news that ought to cheer you up.
Oh, yes?
Home Farm's biodigester. It's not going ahead.
Isn't it?
No. Brookfield have pulled out. Linda spoke to David this afternoon.
You sure?
Well, I'm not making it up.
Oh, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily over.
No, I know, but I can't imagine they'd carry on. Not now Brookfield aren't doing it.
Oh, right.
Anyway, according to Linda, David says it's off. Isn't that terrific?
Yes, I suppose so.
You see, that's got to be a reason to be optimistic.
Well, how's that?
Well, it goes to show. Matt doesn't get his own way over everything.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mum.
You rushing off somewhere?
Yeah, I've got my meeting up at the estate office.
Oh, yes, of course.
Trust Matt and Annabelle to want to hold it there. Into the lion's den, hey?
Oh, you'll be fine. Just stick to your guns. Have you spoken to Debbie?
No, not since Sunday.
Oh, I suppose there's not much to discuss until you know what their position is.
Well, we'll soon find out. Where are you off to, anyway?
Oh, just up to the wood.
Again?
No, Adam.
You just can't stay away from that dishy archaeologist, can you?
It's got absolutely nothing to do with that.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. I'm meeting Mike and Eddie. The Echo have sent a reporter to take some pictures.
I see. I thought you were looking glammed up.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, I presumed it was for the benefit of Indiana Jones up there.
Would you stop it? Right, I'm going. I was going to wish you luck for your meeting.
It's not luck I need, more like the Holy Grail.
What?
Yeah, or a crystal skull from a Mayan temple.
You know you're not funny. I'm just curious, that's all.
All right, go on.
It's a fascinating find.
What's the matter with you? You only have to say hello.
I told you, Eddie.
She's a lovely lady.
I don't care.
And she grew up in Bull City.
I didn't introduce her to Bert. He's the tour guide.
Fine. Since when did you become so unsociable?
You never know.
He could do quite well out of it.
She's obviously not short of a bob or two.
Give over.
Morning, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Gosh, is the reporter here already?
Yeah, he's been interviewing, what's his name, the archaeologist from Feltisham Uni.
Trevor.
And he's taken some pictures of the remains.
Oh, good. So I haven't missed anything, then?
No, I don't reckon so.
Hello, Joe. Well, it's all very exciting. You must have wondered what on earth Eddie'd found when he first came home and told you.
Oh, he's been going on about some old bag of bones he dug up.
Really? Well, I thought you were hoping for an ancient burial hoard, Eddie.
Yeah, well, no point turning your nose up at a potential gold mine.
You'll give it a rest.
Mr. Grundy?
Oh, looks as if it's time for my photo.
Oh, does he just want you and Mike?
Looks that way, for the moment.
Oh, right.
Okay, then. Oh, Jennifer, have you seen your holiday guest, Mildred?
Oh, yes. She's come down to have another look.
Eddie?
Dad says he's keen to meet her. Why don't you introduce him now?
Mm.
Sorry about this, Adam. I'm sure Annabelle will be here soon.
That's okay.
I know she had a meeting in Birmingham first thing. Water? She's probably stuck on the motorway. No?
No, thanks.
You know how the traffic can get snarled up. Anyway, I don't expect this will take very long. Well, I think we all know what we want to do, don't we?
Do we?
Don't you? Adam, we're going to press ahead. Now that Brookfield are out, we can really make some progress.
Right.
Look, Annabelle's been making more inquiries. She seems pretty convinced we can get round the problem of lorries in the local lanes.
Matt,
and
hold on.
As I'm sure you know, Debbie's keen to get maximum value out of the digester.
Debbie is?
Yeah, spoke to her last night.
Right.
Of course, she had a few qualms, but I explained how things were looking and we went through some of the figures. She seems very happy about expanding the scheme.
Yes, well, she might
obviously
be.
Obviously, we're going to have to adjust our input and levels of investment.
Not just that.
But I can't see that being a huge obstacle. You know, not if we're all aiming in the same direction.
But are we, Matt? I mean, just hang on a minute.
Well, I thought we were. Unless you want to tell me something different.
Oh, yes. Very handsome.
How am I doing?
Lovely. Just lovely.
Oh, I didn't know where he learnt to be such a show-off.
I'm ready for me closer-up now.
Oh, I didn't bring him up that way, you know.
Well, I think he's fun.
So, this is the first time you've been to see the dig since Monday?
No. I took a sneaky peek yesterday.
Oh.
I'm amazed how quickly they've been able to reveal the bones, though.
Oh, I know.
It looks like such painstaking work.
Mm, absolutely. And they record everything in such incredible detail. The exact position of the skeleton, if there's been any disturbance in the soil.
I just don't think I'd have the patience.
But it's fascinating, though.
Oh, yes. You know, it's probably one of the things I miss most. That sense of history. I mean, over in Canada, if we have anything more than 50 years old, we turn it into a museum.
Really?
Here you're just tripping over the stuff.
I don't like living anywhere I'm older than the buildings.
You know what, Joe? It does make a difference.
Well, we know that this burial is at least 200 years old.
Yes, Mike was telling me. It is Mike, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
He was saying that they don't think it was a formal burial.
No, but they know that it was a young man.
I had this idea he might have been murdered.
Eh?
Well, it's silly, but my father always used to scare us kids with stories of the ghost who haunted the road to Pennyhassett.
Well, you mean the murdered shepherd, the one who was killed by sheep stealers?
I think so.
Well, my Uncle Enoch saw him once, you know.
No.
Ah, that was nice of that. They used to warn us never cross the narrow bridge out of Ambridge or you might see him.
Well, I've never heard of this.
And if you did, you was in trouble because that meant danger was coming.
Well, wouldn't it be fun if that was him?
Well, they say they never found the body.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, look. You can see the bridge from here.
So what are you getting all excited about then?
Oh, Eddie, are you finished?
Your father's been reminding me of a local ghost story.
Oh, well, you've been reminding me.
Oh, has he now?
Eddie! Is the reporter going now?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh.
So, you've been keeping Mildred entertained with your tales from the crypt, have you?
Oh, excuse me for a moment. Do you mind?
No, no.
My old dad's full of them. He'll send a good old shiver up your spine, he will.
Oh, I like that.
I bet you would. See, what did I tell you, Dad?
Yeah.
I said you two would get on like a house on fire.
So, when am I going to be able to see your picture, Eddie?
Oh, well, the Echo comes out tomorrow, so it should be in then.
Well, I'll have to get a copy, take it back to show my friends.
Hey, do you hear that, Dad? International fame now.
Where can I pick one up?
Well, I'll have a few in the village shop.
In Ambridge?
Oh, that's right. I'll pick up a copy for you if you like.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe.
Here, what's Jennifer looking at?
That would be very kind of you.
That boffin from the university showing her something. Jennifer, what you got there?
They found something in the grave.
What kind of something?
I'm not sure yet. It looks like metal.
Metal? My buried treasure. Hang on.
You know, well, Eddie.
Mildred, you'll be all right chatting with my dad, won't you?
Oh, yes.
Good. Wait, hold on. Let me have a look at that.
You're not serious, are you?
I think David had a valid point. We can't afford to just chuck away the goodwill of the village. And more than that, we don't want great trucks of rotting food trundling through all day ourselves.
Oh, now listen.
We made a guarantee. And it doesn't make sense ecologically either.
What?
Sites like that should be close to the source of the waste. We wanted a way to process our own farm waste. That was the whole point.
But now Brookford aren't even part of it.
You knew full well what we wanted to do when you signed up.
No, that is not how it works. You can't expect to straitjacket us with the promises you and David made months ago. I mean, I'm not even sure what you're suggesting.
Well,
do you want to go back to the original scheme?
Well, we'd have to find an alternative supply to Brookfield for a start.
All I can see is lack of ambition and wasted potential. Do you just want to rip the whole thing up and forget about it altogether?
You know, Matt, at this point, I'm minded to do pretty much just that.
You're a fool to yourself, you know.
Am I?
Thank God Debbie has more imagination.
Look, if we go back to the original plan...
No, no!
...then there's a chance we might be able to persuade Brookfield back on board.
No, no, no!
I'm the one who's going to have to run this thing. I'd be much happier if Ruth and David were involved.
Oh, but... It is such a wasted opportunity. I don't know how much plainer I need to be.
Oh, no, you've been quite plain.
It all comes down to your consultant misleading you.
What?
Well, come on, if you'd known, you could get away with a much bigger, more profitable plant.
That isn't how it was.
Well, it's the only reason you made those promises to the village.
It was also about working with people I knew I could get along with.
Well, we know I don't get on with David. And that's fine by me. As you can tell, I don't have much patience with narrow-minded people.
Hey,
in
come
fact,
on
I,
now.
No, I'm pleased it's happened. I think we're better off getting rid of the deadwood now.
Now, that's not fair. David has made a massive contribution.
You know, to be quite honest, Adam, this argument's completely pointless. Debbie and Annabelle are both in agreement with me. So that means...
What?
Well, you're in the minority, aren't you? Oh. Yeah, a message from Annabelle. As I thought, she's not going to be able to make it.
Great.
We'll have to postpone the meeting for another time. I did think she was cutting it a bit fine.
Oh, well, never mind. I'm glad we had this chat now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right. At least we know where we all stand now, don't we?
What a sweet. Just look at that. I can't even tell what it is.
It's a buckle. And it may help put a date on the burial.
Oh, whoopee.
You never know. I mean, this had fallen through under his ribs. He might start to find other things.
Well, if his belt's not even made of gold, he's not likely to have anything else valuable on him.
Eddie, some things do have worth beyond what you pay for them.
Yeah, easy for you to say. I thought I was about to make me fortune.
Oh, no. You're joking.
Arthur Grist owned a big orchard out towards Netherbourne.
That's right.
He was my cousin. My mother's father's brother's son.
I don't believe it. I used to go scrumping down there with his kids.
Oh, he always was generous.
So, whatever happened to them all?
Oh, well, the business went bankrupt. Back in the 60s, it must have been. Him and Nell went out to live with their boy in Australia.
Oh, so they emigrated.
Ah, that's right.
And what about their daughter?
Georgina.
Georgie, yes. We went to school together. What happened to her?
Oh, she got married and moved away.
That sounds familiar.
Dead now, though. Some sort of cancer.
Oh.
She wasn't that old, neither.
Oh, dear.
Lovely girl, though.
Oh, yes. They were a lovely family.
We got their old cider press in our field. Still uses it every year. Oh,
goodness, Joe. You're helping to bring back so many memories. It makes me wish I'd come back to visit years ago.
Well, you're a boy since your lass, aren't you, eh? It's in your bones, the place where you grew up.
I guess. And where your children are born.
That's true.
It's why I always call Manitoba home now. This countryside, though. It is deep in my heart. And hopefully, while I'm here, I'll be able to get back in touch with my roots.
Well,
Yes?
If you'd like me to show you round.
Oh, Joe.
I mean, I'd be very happy to.
You know what? I think that would make me very happy.
So the digester's going ahead, then?
What do you mean?
Well, Pat had the idea it was all over.
Something Linda was telling her.
No, no.
Oh, it didn't sound right to me.
No, now that Brookfield are out, Matt's even more determined to build the biggest plant he can.
That's Crawford for you.
What about you? You heard back from the TFA?
Yes, they think we should send the consultant's report.
Well, I suppose if it's going to improve your chances with the planning committee.
Yeah. I just think we should be able to see Borchester Land's accounts as well. You know, I'd like to see what difference converting our packhouse would make to their bottom line.
Barely raise it a percentage point, I should think.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, as I'm learning, the only thing that matters to Borchester Land is making every last penny they can.
Yes, ain't that the truth?
Hello. Oh, hi there, Tony.
Afternoon, Brian.
How are you?
Oh, you know, soldiering on.
Prepping the combine, Adam.
That's right.
Sorry, am I interrupting a private conversation?
No.
No, I've just been telling Tony about my discussion with Matt yesterday.
Ah.
Although I don't know why I'm calling it a discussion. More like receiving my orders.
Have you spoken to Debbie yet?
Briefly, last night.
What did she say?
Well, she's behind Matt. She thinks that bringing in food waste will make the digester more environmentally credible.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, Debbie's main concern is keeping the estate contract. She'll be angling for a place on the board next. Sorry, Brian.
No.
So, unless I can persuade her to change her mind...
And there really is no chance of persuading Ruth and David back in.
Well, maybe if we reverted to the original scheme. I don't know.
Oh, well, so they're not completely out then?
Well, they'd still need a lot of convincing.
Project is still viable, Adam.
That's not the point, though. Without Brookfield, most of our meetings will be Matt and Annabelle and me. You can see how that changes the dynamic.
Indeed I can.
And just look what they're doing to Pat and Tony.
Yeah.
Putting their business in jeopardy. From where I'm standing, Matt saw off Ruth and David. And if he gets permission for the larger plant, that means any trust there was between Home Farm and the village is completely blown.
Well, the thing with Matt is, he doesn't understand farming. It's about balance with nature and with the community, as well as profit.
Yeah, all right, you don't need to go on.
Yeah. I'm just so disappointed, Brian. When this was just going to be us and Brookfield, you know, I thought that was great.
Oh, well.
I was absolutely over the moon. Now that Ruth and David are out.
Well, you need to be careful, Adam. You don't want to become Matt's whipping boy.
Well, exactly. We can all see that's the way it's going.
I just want you to be honest with me, Matt.
I am being honest.
Whenever I talk about this, you simply clam up.
Yeah.
And you say you don't want to talk about it.
Because I don't.
But why not?
Oh, for pity's sake.
If your real parents really do mean nothing to you, then it wouldn't matter. Please, darling, I can tell this is important to you.
Lily, how can
I
explain?
And look, you've not been very happy recently, have you?
I'm fine. What? Stop staring at me.
I just think that this might resolve some things for you. I mean, it's not as though it's going to change who you are. You don't need to be frightened that somehow, I don't know, that you're going to lose your self-reliance.
Oh, please, spare me the psycho babble.
I'm just saying that you're strong enough. And I can help if you want. I mean, I could start looking into things.
I don't know, Lillian.
Your mother, Matt. She might still be alive.
Oh.
And look, what about brothers and sisters? You never know, you might have an entire family out there.
Right. Where are we going? Do you still want to drop in at Home Farm?
Oh, Matt.
Okay, look. Just let me think about it, will you?
Honestly, darling, wouldn't it be worth just finding out?
He only said he was going to show her around.
Yeah, I know, but it's still sweet, though. I mean, it's nice for your granddad to meet someone new.
Hey!
Ed?
Oh, you could see I was going to park there.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just find another space. It's not the end of the world.
I'm just worried about time. I promised Oliver I'd be back by 3. Still got to get the mineral lick from the store.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Eh?
Well, I thought that since you were coming into town anyway...
No.
I need to get a card for Mum and Sid, and I just thought it would be nice to have some lunch together.
It's not you, it's...
What?
Look, we just need to be quick, that's all.
Oh, look, there's a space over there.
Oh, great. In that case, we better get a move on.
Oh, great. Just who we wanted to see.
Good thing I'm going. Thanks for the loan of the Jack.
No problem.
I'll bring it back as soon as I can.
Oh, don't worry. You going to the Royal next week, Tony?
I don't think so, no. Pat will be there, and Helen.
Hello!
Hi, Lillian.
Although she hasn't got sterling gold to promote, of course.
No.
Let's just hope it doesn't get rained off this year.
What's all this then? Looks like we've got the makings of a family get-together.
Oh, Tony, darling, how are you?
On the way home, actually. Can't really hang about. Bye, Adam.
See you.
Brian.
Yep.
See you, Tony.
Matt, stop it.
So, you here for anything in particular?
Oh, what a friendly question. No, no, Lillian wanted to drop by.
Yeah, Jennifer's eye cream. I said I'd pick some up for her.
Actually, Matt, if you've got a moment...
Yeah?
Didn't you have a private word? It shouldn't take long.
Is that all right with you, Puss?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I was just supposed to be going inside.
Oh, now that does sound ominous.
No, just some things I need to discuss with you.
Oh, dear.
And what would they be then?
That was comfortable, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Lillian. Matt's not very popular around here at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Just wish Tony'd understand there's nothing that I can do.
It's not just Tony, though.
Oh, no, don't tell me. What else has he done?
What?
Hold on, don't you want to stop at Jack's for lunch?
Well, I thought we could go to the diner.
Really?
Well, it's cheaper there, come on.
There's a reason for that, you know. So, this mineral lick that you need...
Hey?
Well, how's that going to work, then?
What do you want to know about that for?
Oh, God, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm interested in what you do. I know it's been tough these last few weeks. I'm sorry I haven't been around.
It's Oliver's pet theory. Feed minerals to our badgers and they won't get TB and they won't pass it on to the herd.
Will it work?
Well, I don't know. It's worth a try, though. I'm going to put the stuff by the set. Oh, I don't believe it. They're closed.
Health and safety probably shut them down. Come on, let's go back to Jack's.
No.
Why not? Look, if you're worried about time, then we'll just grab a sandwich or a baguette or something.
No, forget it.
I'll go in on my own if you don't want to.
Hey?
Well, you've obviously got some issue about going inside.
No.
And I don't know what it is, but if you tell me what you want, then I'll just go back.
Fallon, no, it doesn't matter. Come on, let's just go to the card shop.
Has Will got George this afternoon?
What? What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Fallon?
Nothing. I was wondering about tonight. You know, sometimes Will brings him round, and I just wanted to know if there was any chance of us getting the house to ourselves.
I don't think Will's got him. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going round to Jazza's tonight.
Are you? You didn't tell me.
We arranged it before you got back.
Right.
Look, can we just forget about lunch? I'm not hungry anyway. Let's just go and buy the anniversary card.
Okay.
Maybe we can grab something to eat later.
Well, in that case, Matt, I don't see I've got any option.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to be able to lease you the land.
You what?
As long as you want to increase the size of the digester, I can't lease it to you. I cannot allow this project to damage our relationship with the village.
You've got to be kidding me. You're serious, aren't you?
Of course.
Oh, this place.
What's that?
Ambridge, you and the rest of the Archer clan. Is that what I interrupted just now with Adam and Tony?
Hey?
I'm surprised Dithering Dave wasn't in on it,
now,
too.
Now, hang on.
I never took you to be such a family man, Brian.
I just don't want a facility of that size on my farm. We need to feel we're close to the community.
You mean you just don't want me to be part of it?
Oh.
Come on, Brian, the gloves are off. Now, you might as well be honest.
No.
You did... everything you could
That's to just make sure... not true, Matt.
You did everything you could to make sure I didn't get a sniff of it. And now you'd rather scupper the whole project, throw away all that cash...
This really isn't...
...and
nonsense.
Close ranks with the rest of your narrow-minded relatives.
Well, actually, Matt, I happen to agree with them.
Oh, please.
I can see why Ruth and David felt they couldn't carry on. In fact, if I was you, I'd be begging them to reconsider.
Oh, and why is that?
Because...
Come on, Brian, come on. You're no fool. You can see the big picture.
Which is more than you can. You don't know anything about farming, Matt.
Oh, don't I?
And you certainly don't understand the countryside.
Well, that's funny, because I thought Borsetshire land had been doing rather well.
You're an opportunist. And that's fine. but it'll only get you so far.
Well, you certainly haven't complained about the profits.
But now you're alienating everyone. You're threatening the whole character of the village. People won't like that.
Since when did you become such a nimby?
You can quip all you want, but I'm not at all happy with the direction you're taking Borsetshire Land. And I haven't been for a long time.
Well, then you'd better tell the board that.
I probably should.
And at the same time, you can explain why you've pulled the plug on what could have been a very profitable development.
And you can explain why Ruth and David walked away.
No, I won't have to.
What do you mean?
Well, I know this'll gall you, Brian, but you don't own all the land around here. I'll be proposing that we just move the digester somewhere else.
All right. Well, I suppose I ought to let you get on.
Yes, I need to go and check on the pickers.
I am sorry, though, Adam. I'd no idea Matt had been giving you such a hard time.
It's not up to you to apologise.
No, I know.
I'm a grown-up.
Perhaps I should try and have a word with him. Not that he wants to listen to anyone at the minute.
Matt, hold on.
I don't think we've got anything else to discuss.
You've still got to get it past the ball.
Brian?
I don't think that'll be a problem. Chalky always said it's what we should have done.
Now, wait a minute.
Matt, what on earth's going on?
Oh, nothing for you to worry about, Pusscat. Brian's just flushed his business sense down the toilet along with his money.
Would someone please tell me what you're both talking about?
I'm sorry, Adam. It's not what I wanted.
Look, I listened to what you were saying.
Yes, you're lost, though. Let's see what happens when Borsetshire Land go it alone.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You coming?
Look, are you determined to argue with everyone in my family?
This isn't an argument. It's a business disagreement, and it's settled. Now, come on.
Matt, what on earth is the matter with
Brian,
you?
Brian, just get in the car.
What's going on?
No, just a minute. Let them go.
But...
Oh, dear. I refuse to lease Matt the land.
You what?
I'm sorry. I thought it would make him think twice over expanding the scheme.
No. Don't be sorry.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Because I'm afraid I might have lost you, the digester, altogether.
So, did you see any?
A German parachute? Oh, no. But sometimes you'd hear their planes flying overhead over to Coventry and Birmingham.
Do you remember that German bomber that came down? Somewhere around here, wasn't it?
Oh, it crashed into one of our fields. Tom Forrest and me was first on the scene.
Really?
Yeah. The German gunners buried in St. Stephen's churchyard.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. It all seemed so exciting at the time.
Oh, I don't know about that. I remember them freezing nights out on patrol with the Home Guard.
Well, of course, you were that bit older than me.
Oh, by more than a bit, I'm afraid.
And now, here we are. Yeah. All these years later. If I'd known Arkwright Hall had become a holiday home, I would have tried to stay here.
Oh, it's nice where you are, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But staying in the old evacuee school. We had a couple of lads staying on the farm next door. The Brummy Brothers, that's what we used to call them.
So, you've seen enough, eh?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Joe. You know, I would never have known to come up this lane if you hadn't shown me.
Well, I'll take you back up to your cottage, then, eh?
If you don't mind.
And this, of course...
Yes?
Well, you know what you're doing for supper? Because the bowl's just round the corner and he does a nice bit of grub.
Oh, well...
Only if you fancy it, mate.
Ah, Matt!
Annabelle!
Sorry. I was beginning to think you weren't in.
No, I'm in all right. I'm under house arrest.
Sorry?
Lillian, she's not very happy with me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this business with Adam and David and the digester.
Ah, right. Well, that's why I've come over, actually. It seems things have moved on, rather.
Yeah, you could say that.
I was hoping you could get me up to speed.
Yeah, sure. But let's not do it here, though.
But I thought you...
No, you can be my excuse to escape. We'll go and sit outside at the pub.
Yes, all right. If you're sure Lillian won't mind.
Yeah, just give me a minute. I'll grab me wallet.
I've been trying to call him all afternoon, but he's not been answering.
Well, he ought to be back now.
And an orange and passion fruit, was it?
That's right.
Maybe he left his phone at home.
Maybe. Ice?
Please.
Well, I called 5 minutes ago.
Well, you might be having a shower.
I guess.
So, are you Ed's girlfriend?
That's right.
Joe introduced me to him earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I was showing Mildred our old farm.
He seems like a lovely boy. You make a very handsome couple.
Thanks. There you go.
Well, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
That's 4:45, please, Joe. Hmm?
Oh, no. I'll get it.
Oh, well.
It's the very least I can do. £4.45, did you say?
Yes, please. So is Joe showing you a good time?
Oh, yes. We've been wandering down memory lane together, haven't we, Joe?
Oh, we have.
We've been all around the village, and Joe took me over towards Darrington to have a peek at my old home.
Oh, right. Well done, Joe. He's such a gent.
He certainly is. I think that's the correct money.
Ta.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Matt.
Hello?
Well, right, I suppose we should find somewhere to sit down.
Oh, don't let me interrupt.
No.
Hello.
Hi.
We was finishing any road. Anyone over there, Mildred?
Yes, wherever.
Ah, fine.
It was nice to meet you, fella.
You too.
Oh, dear.
Another one of your fans.
Oh, I've got hundreds of them.
It's not funny.
Ah, what does it matter? You're still talking to me, aren't you, fella?
I guess so.
And that's the most important thing. I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Sure.
What about you, Annabelle?
I think I'd better stick to mineral water.
Well, this is very cosy.
Yeah, well, we can go outside if you like.
No, I like it. So, who was that man?
Matt Crawford. Not a bit of flesh, Harry.
Really?
Oh, he ain't from round here.
No, it sounded like a London accent.
Ah.
We lived down there for a few years.
Really?
Yes. Way back when my husband was doing his PhD.
Oh, PhD.
He was a hydroelectric engineer. That's what took us out to Canada.
Oh, blimey.
Such an enormous change. Especially from London. In those post-war years.
Oh, I can imagine.
Great endless plains and huge open skies.
Big farms as well, I suppose.
Oh, very. Some people say they don't like all that flatness, but for me, well, the villa and I, it was all part of the adventure.
Winnipeg, a big place, isn't it?
Barely. It's the capital of Manitoba.
Oh.
And it's where the university is. That's where my husband ended up teaching.
Sounds like a real brain box.
Oh, no. Well, I guess. Bill always used to say, the smarter you get, the more you know about very little.
Still, compared to us little Borsetshire folk, eh?
Oh, don't talk nonsense. People are the same all over.
Well, I suppose.
And anyway, I don't live in Winnipeg anymore.
No?
We moved up to the lake when Bill retired. A little resort called Gimli.
Oh, right.
Bill always dreamt of living there. He loved to swim and go sailing. But he died about a year after we moved up there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. My daughter still lives in Winnipeg. And my son moved down to the States for his job.
Yeah, I see.
It does change things, though, doesn't it? When you lose your partner.
Oh, I didn't know how I was going to manage when my Susan died.
Then other things happen and you start to think, well, is this it? Am I really finished with my life?
Oh, I am sorry, Mildred. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, not at all, Joe. I made a decision. I'm not ready to call it a day yet.
Well, good for you.
That's why I'm here. Seize the day. That's what Bill always said. And I'm ready for at least one more big adventure.
That's not what I said.
So you did know Ed was coming over last night?
What does he say about it?
It doesn't matter what he says.
I'd say it does. I feel like I'm being interrogated. Can I have my change?
Sorry.
It was only a boys' night in with some beers and a DVD.
So you didn't plan it then?
What's this about, Arnott? You're sounding a wee bit like a bunny boiler.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, come on, what's up? Tell Jazza all about it.
Don't joke.
I'm serious.
I don't think I'm being paranoid.
So what are you worried about?
Well, for a start, he's not answering my calls.
Aye.
And I mean, you know, sometimes it's okay and it feels like before, but I don't know, it's like when we went into town yesterday.
What about it?
It felt like he didn't even want me there. He was so snappy. And he was really odd when I tried to get him to go into Jack's. You know?
Well, I'm listening, aye.
Oh, I don't know. I shouldn't even be thinking it. I just want him to pick up the phone.
Have you tried him at the house?
No, we've been ringing his mobile.
Well, maybe you should. He may have left his phone at mine. The numpty forgot his DVDs.
Well, I just don't want to seem like I'm pestering him, though. You already reckon I'm a bunny boiler.
Well, look. Do you want me to phone him for you?
Well, would you, Jezza?
For you, of course.
Oh, thanks.
I bet he's just lost his phone. I'll go and try him at the house.
Hey, where are you going?
Outside.
Well, why? Well, can't you just ring him from here?
I'm going to have a fag. Don't worry, he'll come back and tell you what he said.
Oh, not you as well. What's going on? Am I the only person left with a brain?
It's got nothing to do with that. Building a digester on the estate is an entirely different proposition.
We've done all the groundwork.
But we haven't, Matt. Not for this. We'd have to bring in the consultant again, do a new feasibility study. We don't know how it might affect the grant or how we'd hook up to the grid.
All right. So we start again.
But do we really want to? That's what I'm trying to say, Matt. When Borchester Land came into this, the project was already well developed. There was a plan in place and people already there to run it.
Yeah, who wanted to run it as some puny cottage industry.
And I was as keen as anyone to see if we could scale it up, but that's obviously not a possibility.
So what are you suggesting, that we go back to the original scheme?
I think that might be our best option now.
Well, I hope that doesn't include Ruth and David.
If they can be persuaded.
Mm.
This isn't about beating people, Matt.
Oh, isn't it?
No. And in the long run, I think this is the right move. I can understand why you're frustrated.
Yes, I am. I'm furious, especially with Brian.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you there.
I mean, for a member of the board to deliberately go out to wreck an investment.
Yeah, well, grudges aside, though, there always was an issue with the roads.
What?
Even if we had got planning permission, the locals were never going to be happy about all those lorries coming through the village.
Only because they want to pretend it's still the 1950s.
Well, maybe. But their opinions still count. And we've got plenty of other projects where it'd be useful to keep the community on side.
You're going to start lecturing me about PR now, aren't you?
Well, it does none of us any good if half the village won't even talk to you.
Yeah.
Or Lillian, for that matter.
Oh, no, she won't stop talking.
I just think we could make things a lot harder for ourselves if we lose the PR battle over this one. I'm disappointed, too. But we can still get something out of this, and it has no reflection on the size of your...
Yeah. Okay.
Have you finished with those glasses?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Fallon.
No problem. Jezza!
Okay. Matt? When have I been wrong before?
That's the trouble, you take all the fun out of doing business.
I hope not. I just like to play the long game.
Still means I've got a lot of sweet talking to do, doesn't it?
How difficult do you think it's going to be to persuade Brian to lease us the land?
Well, it was only the larger scheme he objected to. If I speak to Adam, I expect he can talk him round.
And what about Ruth and David?
Oh. Well,
maybe it would be best if I spoke to them.
Yeah, I think that's probably a very good idea.
He's tired.
Well, that's what he said. Reckons he's still hungover for last night.
Well, why couldn't he tell me that?
Well, he was going to call you, but well, he only just found his phone and then he saw your messages.
Okay.
What can I say? He's a big wuss. I tried to persuade him down here, but he said he's low on funds. I mean, you can phone him if you don't believe
me. No.
He's getting to be a lightweight in his old age.
Jezza.
Hmm?
Nothing happened while I was away, did it?
What do you mean?
Please, don't make me spell it out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When we bumped into Emma.
No.
I mean, he couldn't drag me away fast enough. And I reckon that that's the reason that he didn't want to go into Jack's.
No, no,
because
Fallon.
He thought she might be there.
You're talking rubbish, gal.
Am I?
You think something's going on between him and Emma?
Well, I'm asking you. Is there? Well?
Why would he be interested in that daft wee floozy when he's got a gorgeous lassie like you?
I don't know.
There's nothing going on.
If you say so.
Honestly, darling, you've got nothing to worry about.
Okay. But you would tell me the truth if there was, though. Wouldn't you?
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.